We don't have a lot of ritual here, just a minimum, these bells. I'll ring the bells before I start. It's a call to attention, to be present here completely, instead of being lost in the mind, in the thought. Alert, completely here, not needing to be somewhere else. As you sit there, it helps to be in the body, to feel the inner energy field of the body. Inhabit the body as you sit here. Some of your attention is in the aliveness, the animating presence of what on the surface looks like a physical body. The rest of your attention is on sense perceptions. And now, in that state of alertness, something miraculous happens. It doesn't look significant at all from the point of view of the mind, but in that state of attention, you can be here fully awake, fully alert, without needing to interpret this moment mentally, without needing to label what's happening. You can be so aligned with this moment that thought is no longer needed, and you haven't gone to sleep. You're more awake than you would be if you were thinking. Just an alert presence. We could call that the awakening of intelligence. One more time. The undercurrent, as we sit here and words come out of my mouth, the undercurrent of this is always the state of attention, the state of presence. The words may refer to certain obstacles to the state of presence that arise, the conditioning of the human mind, ways in which the state of presence can easily become obscured. I may talk about that, who knows. And yet, no matter what words come, what matters here is the undercurrent of presence. In other words, what really matters is the silent field underneath the words, which you can become aware of. For example, in the gaps between the words, there the silent field emerges, so to speak. It doesn't really emerge. You can become aware of it. Just the small gaps between words. And when you're aware of a gap between two sentences or two words, there's a gap in your thought stream, because you're paying attention to the gap of stillness. And that is the new state of consciousness that is now emerging on the planet, emerging in you, a state in which you're no longer trapped in mental noise, and a state in which you no longer have your sense of who you are in the mental noise in the head. You don't derive your sense of identity any longer from thought, from the story that your mind is telling you who you are, the storyline of me and my life. We are going beyond that narrow, confined, personalized sense of self which humans have lived in for so long. So it's a shift in identity that's taking place here.